Hey guys, welcome to the Budcast. Today, we have actually my favorite strain of all time. It's from Heavenly Buds. It's Bruce Banner number 3. We originally got this in the 3-pack pre-roll. Keith went inside, got some stuff, asked for their recommendation. That's what they recommended. And from then, it's been my absolute favorite.
Absolutely favorite.
I think one of the things I do enjoy about it is the tag, actually. It just kind of gives you a quick, like, aroma and flavor and warning. But the aroma is the intoxicating sweet citrus and pine.
Okay.
Here, open up the jar.
Sweet citrus and pine.
This time it came in a bag. Normally it comes in a jar. I actually have a jar, so I just put this bag into the old jar. Flavor is supposed to be a light diesel accompanied by a candied fruit and sweetness. And then it says it's extremely potent, succulent, straight to the head, and settles right into a relaxing creative high. And this is very creative. It's kind of the reason why I think we like it so much. It's just, it's a different high. It's totally different. This particular harvest, it was harvested June 21st of 2018. It is a 19.4% for the total, so it is a little light. The last time I had this from the jar, this was 26%. So they do have stronger stuff, but it's still potent. Yeah, let's get to it. I love how it smells.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting description for the smell.
Yeah. I'm going to put a little bit on my forehead. Is it on there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go ahead and just smell it and smoke it. I love this stuff, so it's going to get a 10 out of 10. So, I mean, I just, yeah. And it's still in my head. It's been in my head for 20 seconds.
We are using the hemp wick rather than the lighter.
That's such a sweet smell on the exhale. Here. We did get a new bowl, finally. Got a nice big grabber. It's still in my head, so it's almost at a minute. I do feel it starting to fall off. Let's see if it hits a minute. Oh! It hit about 55 seconds. For the forehead test. This is a very, to me, it's a truly relaxing sativa hybrid. And that's what it is. It is a hybrid sativa.
Oh, that's a neat bowl. The smoke fills up around mm-hmm. it.
It's one of these. I would totally sit outside and stare up at the stars. With this and just think about things. That's just what it is. Definitely recommend it. I believe this 8 was $29. Typically, it's $40. This is the more premium weed that we've gone over. You know, I've talked about budget weed, I've talked about premium weed. This is the more premium side. Now that you can go with budget stuff, like I did just pick up some stuff from the store. I got like $50 worth of stuff, and I got a couple grams of wax, mm-hmm. and I got 1/2 ounce of actual weed. We ground that up and made some cigars out of it. That was fun. Yeah, if you're going to make cigars, too, or kind of do some experimenting, definitely go get some cheaper weed first. Don't blow all your money on some expensive stuff and then not have it work. Yeah, the high, it's definitely... Hey. It's definitely a relaxing one. It's not real energy levels.
Guys,
Come on, quiet, Zeus. Sorry, our dogs are barking. Need more Hemplick. Ever since I went from the Hemplick, or from a lighter to the Hemplick, I have basically never used the lighter again. To light it, I always use Hemplick. Completely changes the flavor. Quiet, Zeus. Hey, quiet. I'll let him outside. It's a really easy smoker. It's not harsh at all. As I say that, I start coughing. Like I said, it's really good flavor. This is the weaker one. It is the 19% rather than the 26 or the upper 20s. But, I've taken about, I'd have to say, a whole bowl. We shared a bowl and then I repacked it and shared it again. And I'm pretty high. I'd have to say I'm like pretty stoned actually. It was perfect. Definitely like this would be good for like little half gram pre-rolls. If you're going to be rolling joints, I would not really go any more than that. Cause it's just kind of too much. But I do like when they come up with a three pack because the three pack is $20 and it's, basically 2 1/4 gram for $20, and then their eighths are typically 40, so that's how come I go with the pre-rolls, but $29 for an eighth still isn't bad. Okay. Hopefully it's working.
Definitely one that I need to sit with.
Here, I'm gonna
don't
get more.
Have very good balance when I stand.
I'm gonna get more Hemplick. Sort of down to this little thing.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Big old yarn ball of Hempwick.
Yeah, where'd it go?
It's pretty still inside. Burns good. Yeah, it's not really harsh for me either. Yeah.
I don't know where it's at. I lost my hand foot. Oh, it's right here. It's in the jar. Jesus.
That's what I thought. It was at.
Yeah, so I'm pretty high. My microphone back on. Okay. Yeah, I don't smoke without my hemp wick. We had like a couple inches left, so. Just get a nice long string going with every packet. So since this is a lighter percentage, you probably will smoke more if your tolerance is a little higher like ours. But if your tolerance isn't, like if you're an occasional smoker, say like once a night, that kind of thing, one little bowl would be just enough. But we don't smoke occasionally. At least you don't. I smoke every hour.
Yeah. I usually just smoke at night.
Yeah.
With you.
Definitely like my favorite weed in the world. I'm really glad that you found the
free pack. Well, the Freedom Market recommended it to me, so.
They always got good recommendations. Sometimes, like, I wouldn't trust a bud tender from Main Street. Well, because they're more or less there just to work at a weed dispensary.
That, and she couldn't even give you the right lighter
for
dabbing.
Not only that, but there's been other times where it's like they have no idea what they're talking about. I'm asking like this particular question, and they have no idea what I'm asking. You know, hey, here's the strain. It says sativa. What are the plants that made it? You know, they can't tell me that, but it should be known information because it's the strain type. You know, like for example, this Bruce Banner number 3, what two plants together makes Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't have it, how could you make it? So it's that those kind of questions.
But I don't know those answers.
Basically, like, the difference I get is some dispensaries are like, hi, welcome, what can I get for you? And then the Freedom Market, it's always like, hi, how do you want to feel today? You know, so that's like full on, here's the flavor I want. They know what to grab. Here's how I want to feel. They know what to grab.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you want a recommendation, it's one of those, like, go to your Primo Canada shop. The one that's got people dabbing in the corner in the back. Because they know what they're talking about. I walked in on the guy. Damn. Here it is. Oh, shit. But yeah. If you're going to a cheaper dispensary, most likely those bud tenders are the kids.
Not educated.
It's the kids that think it's cool to work at a dispensary. Look at me. I'm working at a pot shop.
Yeah.
But then you want your people that are like us, really into the plant as a plant. And how, like, different strains is, you know, different. It's like, it would be like a bourbon drinker.
You know? A what?
A bourbon drinker.
Oh.
They're going to have their several different types of bourbon. There were several different strains.
Sure.
I'm rambling.
The cool thing about this hemp wick is it continues to smoke, and it's got a really nice smell to it. I didn't like the smell at first. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Kind of starts to smell like a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. That, and I think it kind of takes the weed smell out of the room too.
A little bit. It's a kind of a sweeter smell comparison to the weed. I don't really smell weed anymore. It's kind of a problem.
It's because you're used to it too much. Realized I said used to it too much, and that doesn't make sense.
It's fine. It's fine. You're being creative. your creative side.
You're burning yourself.
It's truly showing. Yeah. No. It's a good, like. It's good. I'm relaxed, but I feel energetic too. Like, I feel like my heart is just dum 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 bum bum bum. Inside, not don't feel it, just feel inside.
It's kind of going with the music, I guess.
Yeah, he's talking a lot. So normally we would be having other music being played, but our laptop broke, and I used to play the music from my phone, but now we're recording from the phone, so it's gonna be a little bit before I can actually get like a playlist going again. Other than that, next time I do want to go over this pull and snap wax that we got. I'm going to have a little session on budget waxes. But yeah, I went through and I bought basically $30 and I got 3 grams of wax. I got a PHO, I got a VHO, and I did get the pull and snap. Which, that was my first time with pull and snap, and I love it. And then, like I said, I did get the flower. But yeah. We used that just for cigars because that was a 17%, but it was very tacky.
But yeah, this is Bruce Banner number 3. This is my favorite strain.
Heavenly Buds. Hence why I kind of got the name Buds.
But yeah, this is my absolute favorite. It is a 10 for me on the quality side. It's always just dusty. It's always dense. It's tacky. It's sticky. Always. It burns always well. Even the joints burn pretty good.
Yeah, they do.
It's very tasty. It's very sweet smelling. Like, you could have this open and no one's going to be like, oh, what's that smell? It's going to be like, oh man, that smells good. It's a good subtle high. It creeps on you a little bit. And then bam, I'm pretty high. But yeah, it burns good in the bowl. Smokes good. It's not harsh. It's a good high. It's definitely a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavenly Buds.
And I've never had too much to where you're freaking out.
I'm starting to go cross-eyed.
But you're not freaking out about
it. I'm not freaking out about it. No, being a
mountain. Okay.
Alright, catch us next time.